This is Jim Taylor on Town and Country Partners on the RFD Radio Network. Let's head down to Hancock County, Augusta, Illinois, the home of the Southeastern Suns, and they have a baseball coach, now an assistant, Dave Swisegood, 63 years. He spent 60 years as head coach, and he's wrapping up his storied career. First up, Coach Dave Swisegood. Congratulations. 63 years, man. That's a lot of baseball, isn't it?
That's a lot of baseball, but you know what? I'd do the same thing again if I had it to do.
All right, so I know you're going to remember your last game you coach, but you got to tell me, how vividly do you remember the first game you ever coached? I think it was back in 1956, is that right?
That's exactly right. I was coaching for Plymouth, and we were playing Bowen. That was before they had consolidated.
And what do you remember about that day and that game?
We won it 7-4. I remember that.
Well, and I know when you retired as head coach, I think something like 950-some-odd wins in your 60 years as head coach, and you loved coaching so much you couldn't fully retire, so you spent the last three seasons as an assistant coach. But why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of the key ingredients to your program and what your philosophy was over 60 years as a head baseball coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was very, very lucky to be a part of that. We were a small school. I can remember having baseball teams that had, one year we only had 10. And I'll tell you what, that's squeezing it pretty good. But usually that was the problem that we had was numbers, because the school was small. But, you know, I was very, very lucky. I had kids that really wanted to win. They really did. And, I thank God for that.
Has much changed with the student-athlete when you say 2018 to 1956? What are some of the differences, or what are some of the common things that still hold true today, you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, now things are, athletes are not, it's not rigid. I can remember back when I first started coaching, there really wasn't that much to do as far as extracurricular things off the field, because, I mean, you just didn't have that. And I think it, now, it's kids that don't, they just don't, they're not, it's not, how do I say that? It's not rigid enough, but that's how lucky I was. So with these kids that I coached, they were very, very loyal and dedicated to the program. And I mean, I thank God for that.
Well, I know that the big change here over the last, well, this is the second year for it, is the pitching limitations or the pitch count rules that are now in effect with IHSA baseball. I think that this is the second year for that. What your reaction to that new rule and what you think of that?
I don't like it, and I'll be quite frank with you. I think it's made for bigger schools. Because, I mean, like Chicago area schools, hey, they had pitchers to burn. I mean, they never ran out of pitchers. If I had a real good pitcher, which I'd have maybe one, and if I was lucky, I might have two. But, in other words, there just wasn't enough pitchers to go around. And I ended up, of course, in trotting a pitcher out there to the mound that wasn't ability-wise anything like my first two. You know what I'm saying? And it was rough going. I mean, it was kind of a kiss of death to these pitchers that you had, because I mean they couldn't hold they couldn't hold a candle to the pitchers that you had already pitched. So I wasn't too happy with that.
All right. And when I put your, like, tenure in perspective here, Coach, I mean, I think about guys or gals that have spent, like, 30 years as a head coach, and then I'm like, man, 30 years head coaching. This Wisegood guy down at Augusta Southeastern, he's done 33 more than that. So, I mean, you go from, right, 56 you started to 66 to 76 to 86 to 96 to 06 to 2016 and then 3 years as an assistant. Can you put that in perspective? 63 years, by goodness.
Well, you know, I told a guy, I think it was 2 days ago, he said the same thing to me. You know, they had a nice little outing for me and a celebration and everything, and he said, how can you have done that? He said, 63 years, that's unheard of. I said, hey, I want to tell you something. If I had it to do over again, I'd do the same thing. I have no regrets whatsoever.
All right, as we wrap up here, again, talking with Coach Dave Swisegood out of Augusta Southeastern, and by the way, a Korean War veteran as well, started coaching in 1956, 60 years as head coach, the last three as an assistant. So I ask you, Coach, what's it going to be like next year? I think the baseball season starts in late February or early March, when you don't have to go to baseball practice for the first time in 63 years. Man, that's going to be weird for you, I'd bet.
Well, I'm divorcing myself from the program and everything else, but I'm not going to be sitting here in this house looking at the four walls. I'll guarantee you that. I got to get out. See, I've never done anything but coach my whole life. And I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for myself. So I've got to decide. I'm with you. I don't know what's going to happen, but I've got to get a hobby, or you know what I'm saying. It's going to be a different lifestyle for me.
All right. Well, congratulations, man. Quite a run. 63 years coaching baseball. 60 as head coach. 950 wins. A tiny little Augusta Southeastern High School. Congratulations, Coach Swisegood. That's a heck of a run. And again, much to be thankful for, and thank you for sharing some of your stories with us today.
It's my pleasure.
You're listening to RFD, Town and Country Partners.